miss me with that bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. King's Dead by J-Rock, K-Dot, Kung Fu Kenny, and Future Hendrix, Mr. Sippin' Lean himself, Mr. Sierra's X. Shout out Kendrick, bro. This man's curating the entire soundtrack for the Black Panther movie. It is going to be A1. This song's on it. Just, if you haven't listened to it, please go listen to this song, just for the future verse. It is the funniest, saddest, most hilarious thing that I've heard all year. I really cannot believe that this man really did what he did on this verse. But hey, what do you expect? It's Future. Welcome to the X-Files podcast. I'm your illustrious, wonderful, handsome, beautiful host, Trevor Twindo. Did I mention that I'm tremendous? This is the first actual episode. I'm proud to finally say that. It's the first episode of X-Files. We're bringing you some actual content, not a little mini episode, a full episode. I'm going to apologize now if I sniffle or if you think my voice sounds a little weird. I've come down with this strange sickness once again. I don't know if it's a flu or a cold, but this is the second time within the last month and a half that it's happened. So, I clearly have had the best of luck. It's a rather unfortunate, but you know what? You got to battle through adversity so that you can bring your wonderful viewers some wonderful viewers, listeners, some wonderful relationship content. Other than the fact that I'm sick, I'm doing great. Fucking great. My hand is basically healed. I can open a water bottle now. Oh my God. It is crazy, bro. Like, I can honestly, like, I can get my hand wet in the shower because there's not a cast on it. I can open things. I can twist my wrist. I can lift things. It's life-changing. Who knew that a person was supposed to be able to use their hands? That's just the life of an athlete. And I have to kind of come to grips with the fact that if I do expect to continue playing hockey at a high level, there's a good chance that I might get injured again and require other surgeries. Just, I'm not a big fan of surgery. It's a bit scary. And I don't like the idea of being put under by a doctor. Now, before we even get started, we are talking about Black Mirror. Because season 4 was anxiety-causing, as always. But there were some moments that just, that fucked me up. I really enjoyed season 4. I don't think it was as good as previous seasons as a whole. But there are some really good episodes. And being that this is a relationship podcast, we're focusing on Hang the DJ. Now, if you haven't seen it, I don't recommend listening to this unless you really don't care and don't plan on watching Black Mirror. But for those of you who do, this is a major spoiler alert. So if you end up listening to this and something gets... It's not my fault. I'm not taking blame for this. This is on you. You've been warned. So this isn't for the faint of heart. You have been warned. Now, Hang the DJ. The whole premise of the episode is that these people live in a world where a system dictates who their perfect partner is. And how is that done? Well, the system sends you on many a date, puts you in many a relationship of various lengths, and from there it determines who your perfect match is. Now, every person has this little personal device. And when you first get paired up with someone on your first date, you both take out your personal device, and with it, you can check the expiration date for each relationship that you get into. So, it's an interesting concept, the idea of knowing when your relationship ends. I think it does allow them to kind of see how much effort they should put into this. You know, if they're only in a 24-hour relationship, why should they bother really caring? If it's only a couple weeks, is it really that important? It's an interesting concept. So there's this one guy and this one girl, and they get matched for, I think it was 36 hours. It was 24 or 36 hours. And, you know, they don't really do much. They have some good conversation. They get to know each other a little bit. Then they go on their ways. Now, they're destined to be with each other. This is the system's doing. But they do not link back up. They do not end up in another. They do not get repaired with each other until a few relationships later. A couple longer term ones. I think the guy was in one for 9 months and the woman was in one for about a year. Now, when they are repaired, rematched, they decide that they are not going to look at the expiration date. And that they're just going to let it rock. Now, things are going swimmingly. They really do like each other. He loves her, she loves him. Things are bless. Until he decides to go peep that expiration date behind her back. As a result of doing so, because she doesn't also look at her expiration date, the system that originally says that they would have been together for 5 years drops that to 2 weeks like that, because he'd gone behind her back and looked, and she hadn't looked. Now, my whole thinking is, had he not looked, nothing would have happened. There would not have been an expiration date, because the whole idea concept of an expiration date only exists if you go looking for one. If you think about a relationship ending, you're already setting yourself up for failure. All you can do is live in that moment and enjoy what you have now, because it will, you don't know when it might end. It might never end, but you cannot focus on that. Two, he just violated her trust, and trust is everything in a relationship. She can't trust him anymore. So, well, in theory, not that she knows at this point, but because he's gone and violated her trust, the system, I think, recognizes that and says, okay, well, this would affect relationships, because if she can't trust you on this, can she trust you on anything else? Now, the whole point of this system is to escape the system, because it's a simulation. So my theory wouldn't be important either way, because they ultimately do escape the simulation, end up with each other in real life. However, this is just my way of looking at it, because I'm just trying to add like a real life perspective to it. Because, yes, they do escape the system, but I still think if he didn't go look at the expiration date, there wasn't one. They would have just been together. Point blank, period. So that begs the question, would I join such a system? Because I've been reading reviews about the season, reading reviews about the episode, and I've seen people say that they would actually like a system like this, has their partner chosen for them, so they don't have to deal with the actual work of relationships or knowing how much effort they can put in. As interesting as that sounds, I feel like this was a terrible thing, just awful. Why would you want to do that? Where's the fun? Where's the chase? There's nothing. Everything's just handed to you on a platter. I don't want that. Why would you want that? It just takes all the learning experience out of dating, out of courtship, out of flirting, because it doesn't have to be done. Like, there was literally a moment in the episode where this guy and a girl get paired up, and they go back to the house where they have to live with each other for however long the relationship is, and right off rip, the guy goes, well, I'm just consenting to anything and everything right now, because I feel like it's best that we just have sex now, it'll make things easier. I'm like, where's the fun? There's no courtship there. You don't have to do any work. It's just we're together, so we might as well fuck. No. No, 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 no. That is boring. That is cookie cutter. Fuck that. If you really want something that easy, Tinder exists. excuse me there. I also feel that the idea of knowing when your relationship expires is like knowing when you're going to die. And I think that's just fucked. Why would you... I get it. You can judge how much effort you need to put into something. But that's not what it's about. There's no... Again, then you're not growing. You're just staying stagnant. You're just comfortable. Because you don't think you need to put an effort for a relationship that you know is only going to last 2 weeks. 2 weeks is a lot of time. 2 weeks is time to grow. And if you're just going to be really complacent about it, that's just not a way to live life. It's stupid. So, this system should stay in the TV show. I would never want anything to do with it. It's ridiculous to me. I would not want to know when a relationship ends. Even though there are high key some relationships out there like this today, where people are like setting expiration dates on shit, and that is playing too much. You're playing yourself and you're playing somebody else, and that makes you a piece of shit. I'm just putting that out there. Doesn't make you, in that moment at least, you're a piece of shit. Because why are you wasting your own time? Why are you wasting somebody else's time? If it's agreed upon, even then, I don't understand the point of that. There are literally where people have, like, agreed upon expiration. What are you doing? Bruh. Agreed upon expiration date, bruh. Just break up. You're wasting each other's time. Go find someone that you're not just trying to be with for a short amount of time and then cut. It's never that simple either. Someone's catching feelings and somebody is going to end up feeling away. Well, I've gone a little off topic. Anyways, system, bad. Black Mirror, excellent. The season, very good. And this episode was quite interesting. So, I think that's enough Black Mirror talk. We are getting right into the gist of things. Now, so, the other day, I was driving over to my friend's house. It's nighttime. I've got my music playing. I've got my iPhone on shuffle. And a Khalid song comes on. It was some song from his album American Teen. Have to say, this album was excellent. There's something on it for everyone. Go check it out if you haven't already. One of my favorite albums of all 2017. It's one of the sadder songs of the album that comes on, so now I'm in my feelings. Great. It's nighttime. I'm driving. I'm in my feelings. This is just too perfect. It's like I'm Drake. You know, I claim to be in my feelings 24/7, but I felt like this was a bit different. And it doesn't help that I'd been seeing my ex in my dreams. So now, what I'm thinking of now is that previous relationship, how it fell apart, how I conducted myself, etc., all the various aspects of the relationship. And then I came to the question of pettiness. I asked myself, am I a petty person? Was I petty during that relationship? Did I conduct myself in a petty manner during the fallout of said relationship? Being petty is one of the worst things you can be. At least in my opinion. And if I was petty, that'd low-key be tragic. I would, no. Because I can deal with petty action. But to be defined as a petty person, someone who consistently doesn't communicate how they feel because they want to be childish, or someone who consistently allows their bruised ego to get the best of them, that's an absolute no. I want nothing to do with that. Now, I did come to the conclusion that I'm not a petty person, but that I am capable of doing petty things, and that I have done petty things. But I see the power being that I can control my petty urges, at least at this point in time. That might not have been the same during that relationship fallout, or during the relationship, for that matter. Now, what have I done that I would consider petty? I wouldn't text first, just to see if she would text first. Now, this is something that, depending on the situation, may or may not be petty. At a certain point, I often found myself texting first. So, you know, I was like, okay, let me just see where I rank in the priorities here. Because I don't want to feel like I'm chasing after somebody. Because, like Drake said, I do not chase girls, but they run a mile from me. Drake lyrics are the key to life. Know that. All jokes aside, that's something that, you know, may or may not be petty. if I felt like she'd done something wrong, I'd often do a really bad job of vocalizing it. Just, like, I would throw, like, either really subtle shade or I'd say something in the vaguest manner possible, just hoping that she'd pick up on it. And that is not the wave. Being direct is the wave. Unless you're flirting, which is an art, you need to be dead ass and direct with people. Because you can't just expect people to pick up on waves. People receive things differently. They receive things as... So everyone's perspective is different. So how you might think what you're saying is very clear. But unless you're saying something directly, there's a very good chance it doesn't get relayed. And you end up coming off as petty. Now, after the relationship had ended, it's not like I didn't stop doing petty things. There were times where I'd be walking home. There were days where I'd walk home from the train station. I'd walk home from the train station, and her house is out of the way from my house. It is out of the way. It's not super duper out of the way. Like, the path is similar, but I would have to walk another about 10 minutes. I would purposely walk past her house just to do it. Like, hoping I'd see her or something. And for what reason? I don't know. It felt like a cool thing to do in the moment. Like, I'd have my headphones in, listening to, like, I don't know, some really aggressive future music. And I'd just be like, I'm the boy. You're going to regret the fact that you did this. And, that didn't really do anything for me. You know, being petty is like eating cake at 2 a.m. In the moment, you feel like, you feel great. That cake tastes great. But when you wake up the next morning, oh, bro. When you've got that cake breath, plus morning breath, oh, nobody wants anything to do with you, one. And that's how you put on pounds, especially you college students. Avoid that 2 a.m. snack, bro. You're going to put on that freshman 15 to 50 real quick if you don't get off that wave. But I digress. It's just an unhealthy habit. And this pettiness just, it does nothing for you. The subtweets I'd send, or tweeting just so that my name would show up in her timeline. Nothing was accomplished. Not to mention that she unfollowed me on Twitter, so it's not like she'd see anything. So, at the end of the day, you just end up looking like a child. And for what? Because you wanted to put your energy, you wanted to be a child, essentially. You could have used that energy in some sort of positive manner. You could have just talked to your friends. You could have done a variety of things to take this negative energy and this emotion that you're feeling and use it positively. Instead, you decide to walk past your ex-house or send some subliminal tweets. Accomplishing nothing. Nah, I'm beyond that. That stuff is stuff of the past. I am not on that wave anymore. Because I learned from it. Because being petty, again, like I said, it only feels good in the moment. But at the end of the day, you only feel bad for it. And I don't like feeling like I'm a child. I'm only 18 and I'm not going to act like I know shit. Because realistically, I don't know jack shit. But I do know that I don't want to feel like a child, and that I want to feel like I'm growing and maturing. And I think when you acknowledge that you were at one point petty, that it's a sign of growth. Because now I see that, okay, I have the ability to do petty things. I can, and who knows, sometimes will do petty things. But I feel like I can control it. And I think that's where the true power lies, in knowing that you can control your urges. Because that's growth. And over time, this petty urges will continue and continue to disappear, and you'll become a stronger person for it. So yeah, the petty feelings that I held to my ex, just they disappeared. And she became an afterthought, or so I thought. I was listening to the We Need to Talk podcast. The best relationship podcast around. Go listen to it. Highly recommend. On there, they were having a discussion, and they ended up saying that they feel like it's impossible to get over your ex until you've gotten into another relationship. And more every day, I start to believe that that's correct. Now, I'm not over here pining over my ex every day, staring at her picture, crying every day, playing Drake or some song that, no, trust me, that is not the case. And if you think that's the case, you're sick. And we might just have to box. Like, literally, give me some gloves. Me and you are fighting. Bring them up for your blood. Kidding, I don't do violence. I'm a pacifist. I do not pass the fist. Jokes. All jokes aside, she's been appearing in my dreams for quite some time. And it bothers me to no end. When I go to sleep, I expect to have a peaceful sleep, a peaceful rest. I expect to wake up energized and ready to take on the day, feeling great, just positive vibes. And instead, I wake up feeling like I need to listen to Marvin's Room. Are you kidding me? Like, come on. I that's not a morning thing. That is only something you do late night. Now, yes, I do listen to Marvin's Room multiple times a day because it is a musical masterpiece. But still, that... this shouldn't be the case. Because, again, like I said, I have no desire to be with my ex anymore. However, I still think a subconscious part of me is hurt. And I don't know, maybe if it's because I didn't deal with all the emotions properly. Or what. Because I felt like I did. You know, I talked to my friends. Again, petty action. I did release some energy. But I don't want to talk about that anymore. That shit still makes me cringe. Trust me. I talked to my friends, I communicated with people, I tried to make sure, I did my little bit of crying that I felt like I needed to do. I cried for about 2 minutes, it was like 4 days later, I basically lied down in bed, and I was watching some YouTube videos and it just hit me, put my phone down, cried. Well, I just let tears roll down my face, you know, like a really manly cry. I cried for about 2 minutes, and then I got up, wiped my tears, continued with my day. So I felt like I dealt with things pretty healthily, but subconsciously, that might not be the case, considering that she still pops up in my dreams. And it's not just like it's just random. Like, I'll be having a hockey dream, and she'll pop up in some way, shape, or form. Or there was one dream where there was like an attack at St. Peter's Prep, and so for some reason, either the school was co-ed or something, but her and her two best friends were there, and we had to evacuate, so everyone gets on the train, and we're sitting next to each other. It's me, a couple of my friends, and her two friends, and I think at first, I tried making conversation, she wouldn't talk to me, so then at some point, there's a mix-up, and we end up sitting next to each other again, and then I crack a joke, because I love my jokes, I am jokes. And that sparks a conversation. But that's basically where the dream basically ended. I don't remember much afterwards. But still, it's just little things like that that make me wake up sad because it makes me miss that feeling in that time. Now, maybe it's because I was broken up with. I feel like that definitely has a lot to do with it. When you're the one broken up with, you're definitely more likely to feel away. Feel a little more bitter. I don't even think that's the right word, but I think that's where I was subconsciously. Like, I always felt like, you know, I always held a little more angst. And she was also my first girlfriend, so that might lead to a little more attachment. Because first relationship, this is your first experience. Like, this is, even though nothing really happened, it was a fun time, and I did enjoy having a girlfriend. So, you know, I'm just trying to find a way to clear my mental. And, you know, hopefully this podcast can be a part of that, because hopefully me sharing my experiences will help me clear my conscious, my subconscious, and just be healthier mentally, because I do not like having to wake up feeling away. Because I, I, there are good times to reminisce on, but when you're constantly reminiscing on a past relationship, I don't think it's a healthy thing. I don't think it's normal. Maybe it is normal. I want to know your thoughts. Drop a comment. Email me at xfilespod@gmail.com. It's interesting. So, yeah, I don't know if it's normal. Let me know what you think. If it's normal, well, then I'm kind of fucked. Because it's been over a year. This happened in November of 2016. So, and I have no prospects, really. So I wouldn't be in another relationship anytime soon. So if what they said on WNTT is right, I'm in for a hell of a time. All honesty, though, I'm just trying to get over this. And hopefully this podcast can be a part of it. The one thing I did notice, though, is during, at the very beginning of hockey season, during training camp, I did not have any dreams. She wasn't even a thought, just a conscious thought. And I think it was just because I was so busy and focused, because training camp's exhausting. You're on the ice 2 times a day and you're working off ice. And when you finish, you basically go back and you relax for a little bit, you go to bed, and you wake up and do it again the next day. So I think during a time like that, when I'm occupied and I'm focused, I'm dialed in, you're not going to have just errant thoughts. Your subconscious isn't just going to take control of you like that. So maybe I just need to be more busy. I need to occupy my time a little better. We'll see. I'll test out some variety of things. But yeah, I want you guys to let me know what you think. Am I crazy? Are the guys in WNTT right? Am I a petty person? I want you guys to tell me what the pettiest thing you've done is. I love honesty. I'm trying to bring honesty on my end. I want to hear from you guys. Let me know. What is the pettiest thing you've done? All questions you can send to xfilespod@gmail.com. You can also drop a comment on the SoundCloud page. I'll be sure to check those out. So yeah, thanks for listening today. Listening to me suffer through this cuffing season fever that has given me this bit of illness here. Make sure to drop a like, comment, subscribe on the SoundCloud, and tell your friends and your naked mole rat to get on the wave, because this shit is hot and it's about to pop. I'm Trevor Tuindo, and this has been the X-Files Podcast. Peace. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, my Nazi twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready. You know I'm ready. I rain all day. You know confetti. I gotta go get it. I gotta go get it. I gotta